USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House passed a bill giving $25 billion in emergency funds to the United States Postal Service and reversing recent cost-cutting operational changes. Democrats are seeking to reinforce the agency ahead of the November election, when many voters are expected to cast mail-in ballots due to the coronavirus pandemic. The vote passed 257 to 150 in the Democratic-controlled House, earning some support from Republicans who expressed concerns about delayed mail. The bill is likely to meet significant opposition in the GOP-led Senate. The rare Saturday session in August comes amid national uproar over mail interference, but had absolutely nothing to do with coronavirus relief for unemployed people and small businesses. Remember, you can stay updated with anything going on in the news world at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Massive wildfires in California have grown to be the second largest in state history, as it and hundreds of other blazes have now scorched over a million acres. The LNU Lightning Complex fire that is burning across five counties in Napa and Sonoma Valleys has spread to more than 314,000 acres and is only 15% contained. Many of the fires raging in the state were sparked by a large number of lightning strikes, as California is in the grip of a heat wave. The fires have scorched more than 771,000 acres. Which roughly is the size of the state of Rhode Island. The state now has more than 585 total wildfires. Rescue crews on the Detroit River found Sergeant Sivad Johnson of the city's fire department after his daughter reported that her father went missing after he dived into the river to rescue three young girls from drowning. Johnson, a Detroit native, had been with the fire department more than two decades. His brother and his father also served in that role. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of Vladimir Putin's biggest critics is believed to have been poisoned, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
An emergency medical plane carrying Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny arrived in Germany so he can receive treatment for a mysterious condition. He's a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he was put into an induced coma after taking ill. Doctors believe he was poisoned. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. Go to donatelife.org to get more information on how to become an organ donor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.